eat the riches. You're going to enjoy the wealth as well. And so I know I'm going out on the limb because I think the main criticism of the hyper-faith, hyper-prosperity teaching is that a lot of times they say, well, God is blessing me because of all the stuff I have, the toys I have, you know? And that's not how you equate prosperity because, you know, you could be in absolute debt to your eyeballs and have all this stuff and show people that you're prospering, but you're really not prospering. You're just showing off something that's not really real. What God wants is integrity in your prosperity, and he really wants you to steward this, and he wants you to be blessed, he wants you to enjoy your life, but your main primary purpose is to advance the kingdom of God, is to reach nations. That was God's covenant with Abraham before his name turned to Abraham. He said, I will bless you, so all the peoples of the earth will be blessed through you, in Genesis chapter 12, 1 through 3. But how did he bless them? Just read Genesis chapter 13, verse 1, he was wealthy with silver, gold, and with livestock. That's still true. That's commodities. That's true riches even to this day. And if you have gold, if you have silver, you know, you're going to, I tell you, it's just going to continue to increase. I believe that. Because I frankly believe that, and I'm not preaching gloom and doom, I frankly believe that God is going to continue to put his, just on this recession, it's going to last for a while. But I believe that in the midst of this shaking that's going on, God has gone prosperous, and we're seeing this, like what I shared with about this dear sister named June and how in the midst of debt and being unemployed, and all of a sudden, she has this incredible shift and prosperity coming. So here the Bible's prophecy. I could give you other verses. I could give you examples of the Jewish people as they're going, as they're exiting Egypt, how the Lord told the ladies to ask for silver and gold and jewelry. By the way, it was the ladies that asked, not the guys. There's something about this, about entrepreneurship on the women in the body of Christ, and there's something about women prospering in these last days, and I think it's a prophetic sign. Come on, ladies, I want to hear an amen from you. And so you have the examples of the great transfer of wealth, and we're starting to see examples of it, like, for example, and you know, you may down this, but I think this is very significant, when the founder of McDonald's passed away, he left everything to his wife, Joan Kroc, and when she died, she left in her will the largest sum to give to one particular denomination. She left $1.5 billion to the Salvation Army. And that happened around 10 years ago, and when I heard about that, I said, listen, the Salvation Army is doing a tremendous amount of good around the world.